This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, everyone, and welcome into Griplock, Foundation Disc Golf Weekly Podcast. I'm Hunter, joined as always by Trevor and Connor. We're going to kick the show off with a little Patreon question of the week, talk through a little Paul McBeth injury update. Drew Gibson stirs the pot yet again. Some more TMZ sports stuff going on over to here. Lone Star update, and then finally wrap it out with a little in the bag. But first, quick word from our sponsors. The season for a fresh cut is finally here with the sponsors of today's show, Manscaped. The leaders in below-the-waist grooming have just launched their fifth-generation lawnmower. Get the best stocking stuffer of all by going to manscaped.com and use code GRIPLOCKED for 20% off plus free shipping. What could be better than giving the gift of good hygiene and a few laughs?
Nothing.
Starting with the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra, this is the crown jewel of the holidays, and dare I say it's one of the best trimmers of all time. The electric razor's advanced skin-safe technology is a lifesaver and known for reducing nicks and cuts, but the fun doesn't stop there. Anybody in the family have too much scruff?
Me.
Look no farther than Manscaped's Beard Hedger Pro Kit and Handyman Electric Face Shaver for all your facial hair needs. Is someone's boxer game week?
Yep.
Take care of them with Manscaped's Boxer 2.0, featuring the signature jewel pouch to keep you cool, calm, and collected. Have their nails seen better days? Manscaped has you covered with the new Shears 3.0 Nails Grooming Kit. So get 20% off and free shipping with the code GRIPLOCKED at manscaped.com. Again, that's 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com using code GRIPLOCKED. All right. So we're going to get into the Patreon question of the week. This comes from patreon.com/foundationdiscgolf. You can join the Heiser Club, become a Heiser Club member, and you too can be possibly featured as a Patreon question of the week. We have a weekly podcast over there called the Heiser Club Mailbag, where these questions are pulled from each and every week. We also have exclusive videos, contests, behind the scenes, all kinds of fun stuff. So again, patreon.com/foundationdiscgolf. But this one comes from Nathan Scott. This is only one part of his question, but I figured Trevor didn't get to answer this because he was doing his 24-hour Minecraft stream. And he loved that we were doing the mailbag during it.
I didn't care. It was the chat that were heated at you guys.
What?
Yeah, they kept telling Connor and you to shut up.
No, I was more just saying every time we tried looking your direction, you wanted to kill us.
That was my face at that point. Love you
so
guys.
Nathan Scott said, would you give up 100 feet of your max golf line distance for 100% circle one putting, or would you give up 50% of your circle one putting, current circle one putting, for another 200 feet in driving distance?
So this is what I said.
50% of 10%.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said.
100 feet of my max golf line distance, let's just say that that's 400 feet. So now it's only 300. Like, that's a pretty sad way to play the sport of disc golf. And yeah. And you'd be, what, 100% though?
100% C1 putting.
Like, yeah.
You wouldn't miss inside
the score better.
You would win a lot of tournaments at the right courses. But every time I answer these questions, I don't play competitive disc golf.
But 50% of your current circle one. So, which is current circle one's probably like 75.
No.
Honestly.
60.
No.
60.
No.
I mean, you could just probably go back and watch
our
channel.
60 down to 30, Trevor. 30%. So, if you have 20 putts inside
but
the
wait,
circle.
But wait, what do I gain?
So, that's including 10 footers.
You gain 200 feet of driving distance.
I'm throwing smash bombs. I've always said.
Yeah, but if it's at 10 feet, if you park the hole.
Hey, guys, we enjoy this sport in different ways. I already suck at putting. I already suck at it. When I miss a 5-foot putt in disc golf.
Between sucking and like.
When I miss a 5-foot putt in disc golf, it doesn't even faze me anymore. It's not going to be new information for me to miss a short disc golf putt. Okay? That would not be new to me.
But it would happen twice
as
often.
If I went out to the disc golf course and could only throw 300 feet, I would be a sad boy. I don't care if I'm a good putter. Putting is not the enjoyment I get out of disc golf. I want to throw bombs.
Connor and I both said the 100% 100 feet.
We've had this question before. That's what you always say.
No, but this is more aggressive.
And then you always yap at me, and I don't care about being a good putter. I already suck at it. I would rather be able to throw a bomb.
I don't care about
being... If I could throw 600 feet, that would be sick. I would so much rather do that. I would way rather do that.
I don't think that I care about, like, putting necessarily. Like, I don't want to... I don't feel like oh, I hate that I'm not an amazing putter. But if I had 10 footers all day and I kept on parking holes and there was only a 30% chance that I was going to make that 10 footer every time I parked it, that would suck.
Because you can throw 600 feet, but we go play Timbrook, you only need to throw 300 feet.
Yeah.
And then you miss all your putts.
Yeah.
I said what I said.
I understand what you're saying.
I would rather be able to throw a frisbee and watch everybody in shock and awe as
you miss putts.
I already do it.
I don't think that's...
I think you're just cutting it in half, though. That's the most severe
cutting,
one yet.
Cutting
but
a small number 200
feet of distance,
though. Yeah, 200 feet.
But again,
of distance.
What Connor and I came down to was if I was on tour or something, then or playing tour-level courses, but like the only course where I need more distance is New London, and I'm still going to score better if I give up 100 feet of my distance.
I don't care about needing distance. It's all about fun.
I understand that. I think that makes sense.
I just want to throw
a bomb. I just would be so sad.
And you got to remember
if I just kept
that
on
your
missing
C1 putting percentage isn't like... Like right now, if my circle one putting percentage is 60%, that doesn't mean I'm 60% from 5 feet. That means I'm 60% in C1. So it's like even if I'm 30% from C1.
No. It's give up 50% of your current putting chances.
Right. But if my current putting chances from, I guess.
So if your current is 100% from 5 feet, you're putting 50% from a...
But how does that even work? How do you putt 50%
from a foot from the basket? It's a hypothetical. How does any work? How do you gain 200 feet overnight?
I mean, I'd still take it at this point now because I just have to see what happens. How do I miss a putt when I'm under the basket?
Only half of
them. Seizure.
Well, it's not. That's not a putt. It's tapping.
Still putt. Though.
Circle and putting. Circle and putting.
We'll just say get okay.
Now I have to take it just to see what happens. Because
your
30
feet would go from like a 20% chance to a 10% chance. That's not that big of a deal. It's the 10 footer that goes from 90% to 45%.
Yeah, I'm still taking.
Now, what I would take is if I can miss that percentage of putts still, but all of them are really bad basket spit outs. Like I threw a good putt and it spits out.
It just becomes comical.
Because then I'm like the guy who can smash, but also who gets really unlucky on the putting green.
Yeah.
I'm definitely taking that.
You're just like, they're all going in, hitting the bottom of the basket and bouncing out.
Yeah.
And people are just like, what? Change your putters. Are you putting with a freaking tire? How's it bouncing like that?
I'm just going to change my whole... But imagine, like... See, this is good that we are on split ends of this because think about how nasty we're going to be in doubles.
Yeah, we would be in doubles.
That would be perfect.
Because we don't need two attempts at those putts because you're going to make all of them.
Well, but neither of them make us more accurate as far as, like, hitting fairways
throwing,
go.
I'm going to be throwing so
we still have to get to circle
up.
One.
Yeah, but our biggest struggle
Trevor's
is
just throwing over
putt
the trees. He doesn't need to be accurate.
That's true. Trevor's
just
throwing Spikeisers.
Yeah, and I just won't throw a putt inside C1. I'll just throw, like, a full power drive because I know you're going to make it anyway, so...
So we got an update on Paul McBeth's injury on the via the Upshot podcast. He went on there and told them that he has a torn labrum, which so before we were not ever fully certain what it was. So the first doctor he saw, he said, told him it was just tendonitis, and he went for a second opinion. The first doctor didn't see the torn labrum, thought it was just tendonitis. Second doctor that saw him told him it was a torn labrum and recommended surgery. But Paul, knowing basically how long surgery would take, opted instead to get stem cell shots, which should have happened on December 13th. But he had an allergic reaction apparently over Thanksgiving, had to go on prednisone shots, and he has to wait 8 weeks for the prednisone to clear his body, which puts the stem cell shots happening January 17th. So the situation he's in now basically is if these shots work, it's basically like literally a week or two recovery. He'll be back fine for the chess.com Invitational.
We're out here repairing labrums with stem cells.
But if the shots don't work, then he's still injured. And I guess the next best thing, surgery, which is like a 4 to 5 month recovery.
Yeah.
So the beginning of Paul's season is in question, to say the least. Now, the good news is if the first doctor didn't see it, this is just speculation, but if the first doctor didn't see it and a second doctor did, that should mean it's not a like fully torn labrum. That should mean like
very partial.
Because like if a first doctor didn't see it.
You also definitely can't repair an entire full tear with stem cells. No way.
Yeah.
No shot.
Since the first doctor didn't see it, that at least means like, because he said that he's basically right now is just going to start prepping like he's going to play at the beginning of the season, assuming in like, imagine stem cells are going
to
work.
I know he wants to play that chess.com.
But if they don't work, it'll be interesting to see what happens, because he didn't want to miss more disc golf was basically the reasoning for not taking surgery, it sounded. But if the stem cells don't work, then obviously he'll miss even more because he wouldn't be able to get the surgery till basically the start of the season. Yeah. And then that would put him back in, what is that, like June or July. So
not good.
All up to the stem cells here.
Stem cells.
Yeah.
Dude, talk about the power of advertising. This is why get buying like entire naming rights to an event is so clutch, because like how many times are we going to say chess.com in the next few months?
Yeah, well, I'm so just many. Avoiding saying the Florida Open, which is what it used to be.
Right.
Because
beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Capitalism.
Now this is because this was met with mixed results, mixed reaction from the disc golf community, if you will. Because on one hand, if the stem cells work great, perfect, he's back, no problem.
No problems.
But obviously the stem cells are a bit experimental, if you will. Like, they're proven science behind it, but as far as...
Can you explain to me how that works?
Like, that's why I don't know. That's why I'm saying...
Stem cells basically...
It's a very... Well, it's a thing that, like... I remember in high school biology learning about stem cells were coming, mm-hmm. and like they were working on it, but it was in relation to being able to use them to like possibly be cures for certain types of cancer and stuff. Mm. So I don't know exactly. I believe that you basically... It'll stem like cells. You inject it in, and then the stem cells can repair the tear.
They are
more or less.
Stem cells are the body's raw materials, cells yep. from which all other cells' specialized functions are generated. Mm-hmm. Under the right conditions in the body or laboratory, they can divide to form more cells called daughter cells. These become either new stem cells or specialized cells. So they're basically you're injecting cells in your body to repair yourself. It's like
yeah.
what's happening.
So why okay. it was met with split results was the surgery pretty guaranteed, mm-hmm. right? But 5-month recovery. Stem cells, not they're still experimental. They're
when
very
did he learn
new.
About the tear?
That is unknown. Oh. I mean, the original stem cells were for December 13th.
Yeah.
So it couldn't have been...
Couldn't have been that long
ago. That long ago.
I was going to say, ideally, it would have been great if you would have learned about the tear like as soon as the season ended.
Well, it seems like the first doctor told him it was just tendonitis.
That's a bummer, because then he could have had the surgery and been fine.
Yeah. But, you know, that's why it was met with mixed results, is because a lot of, like, several disc golfers were saying, you know, now we have several different, you know, high-profile players. We have Ricky Wysocki with Lyme's. We have Eagle McMahon just had surgery. Now we have Paul McBeth, who... is at current state needing surgery but opting for stem cells. And it's like now over the last like 2 years, we went from like never really having serious injuries or serious like things taking people off tour to like in the last few years having several and several
old,
players,
man.
Which this is obviously you're going to have the comment doctors every time and you just got to listen to your doctors. But several people in the comments were like, you have a 10-year, $10 million deal. You got to look long-term and just take the surgery instead of trying to experiment, get back. I mean, realistically, my opinion on it is a torn labrum is a torn labrum. They're going to be able to repair it in a surgery, whether it's partially torn or basically fully torn. So if you want to risk it and you know if I do a surgery, I'm going to be out 5 months. If you want to risk it on an experimental thing that could have you back in a matter of weeks and you have the means to do so.
Well, I mean, yeah, what's the worst case scenario?
Because, yeah, the worst case scenario is like, okay, now I have to get the surgery in right. into January.
Yeah.
So
the second half of the season.
As long as surgery's on the radar.
Half of the season anyways.
Yeah. As long as surgery's on the radar and it's not being like, I'm going to do everything possible and then you farther injure yourself and then it gets beyond surgical repair to where you're never back as the same person, that's a whole different story. But it sounds like surgery's on the table. Paul just wants it to be his secondary option. But regardless, we could be missing Paul for a big chunk of the season is what all that leads to. And we at least have some questions on what exactly was going on. The next thing we've got here, Drew Gibson stirring the pot up this offseason. He's decided not to go full leaky leaker like he used to. But I can't find this original comment, but I saw it. I thought it was on Facebook. I searched Facebook, Twitter, Insta. I searched everywhere I can find. And I can't find the original comment, but I did find a Facebook thread that alludes to it and got more discussion going. But somewhere, someone posted something about... It feels like a slower off season. I guess we should go ahead and put these on. Someone posted somewhere, it feels like a slower off season. And Drew basically commented or responded to it and said, like, something's coming, blah, blah, blah. Someone responded back. Again, this is all from memory because I don't have the post in front of me. Someone responded back something about Gannon. And then Drew responded back and said basically that something bigger than Gannon's on the move or someone bigger than Gannon's on the move.
Ooh, we all knew that.
You don't have to put your TMZ hats on to figure he's probably talking about Eagle McMahon.
Oh, I thought he was about a Rick.
No.
I'm just kidding.
Now, that's based on, we know Eagle's contract's up. We know Gannon's contract's up. We've been trying to figure out what exactly is going to go on. We also have been seeing recently Discmania. We got a big old shipment of Eagle stamp discs. That these stamps were not like brand new Eagle stamps. These were like older.
The vault thing
then
too.
They just did the vault where they offloaded some old Cloudbreakers and like older older Eagle stuff.
They're not even trying to
hide it. So they are. Discmania is very clearly, we're getting towards the end of the year. Let's get all this Eagle stuff off of our shelves.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. It's very clear.
So it could have been to make room for new Eagle stuff. That doesn't make much sense. Most likely, we know we're losing him in January. Let's get all this gone. So Eagle McMahon gone. A lot of speculation on Facebook is pointing towards Innova. No chance.
Some people
pointed
to Foundation as well.
Some people did. No chance Innova. But because the only reason people are pointing towards Innova is because he loved the old Discmania molds with Innova.
Eagle McMahon on
but
Innova
here's the thing.
Would be sick.
Innova is notorious for not paying players. They have their guy in Calvin Heimberg.
They paid that man.
I don't see them. I don't see Eagle going there.
Yeah.
No. In my opinion.
Well, I don't know. He stuck around with Discmania long enough on probably not as much money as he could have had.
Sure.
So,
but we know he still has a good relationship with Sir Simon Lizotte.
Sir Simon.
There you go. In my opinion, Eagle McMahon ends up at MVP. I think the announcement's coming in a few weeks here.
Give us a day. Let's pick days.
I think January 5th. Why not? January 1st is Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah, January 5th. That's that Friday. I like that.
You like that Friday?
I think January 5th, MVP announces Eagle McMahon.
I'm going to take January 2nd, the Tuesday.
Dang it, that's what I was going to say.
Right after New Year's Day.
All right, well, then I'll say 3rd then.
You know, y'all are probably closer because we know Griplock happens on Monday.
That is,
yeah,
that's so, got to be pretty close.
I was going to say Tuesday.
Considering, we'll just give Silas the 4th. We'll give him Thursday. Then we have the whole week covered.
There we go.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
I mean, I don't know if y'all have a differing opinion. I think he's going to MVP.
I think that makes the most sense. I think that they spent a lot of money on Simon and then made it all back.
Yeah.
They had a huge year.
They've also been improving.
Because you know what? You know what, guys? MVP makes really good plastic and it's consistent. You get it shipped to you and you're like, hey, that looks like the last one I got.
Yeah.
Yep.
Not many can do that these days.
Now, there's been some speculation around this too, because you have James Conrad. I didn't realize this until someone said it, and I was like, this does make sense. James Conrad, his whole signature line, the Conrad signature line, is with MVP.
Mm-hmm.
Simon Lizotte has been with Axiom so far.
Mm-hmm.
Where they've been
streamlined.
They just got like three, or over the time, they just started pushing them because they're releasing them all in January. Three streamlined molds. One is assuming to be the time lapse without the overmold. One is the glitch without an overmold. And I forget what the third one was. But so they were teased in a recent Simon video where they're coming. I believe someone said January 18th. Is when they're coming. So people are speculating those are the Eagle
beautiful.
Signature discs, and dude, Eagle is going to be the Streamline guy. So then you have Simon driving Axiom. Perfect Eagle's symphony. Line will be with Streamline, and James Conrad's line is with MVP.
What a beautiful thing they could have.
Yeah.
Just a triad of pros pushing three different lines all within their brand.
So in other words, Gyro is no longer the future.
Yeah, Streamline might be the future. But I mean, a Streamline time lapse kind of sounds kind of sick. I don't know where my brain was going there, but it sounds kind of sick. Because the time lapse is pretty overstable. I haven't thrown a stock one. But Streamline's always a little flippier than Gyro. Mm-hmm. Well, so,
yeah,
perfect.
So it's interesting because like Streamline plastic, yeah, I mean, I guess there's a lot of people throwing like thought space,
yeah,
and like it's
Streamline is definitely the least popular of the three, I would think.
But that makes sense.
I like
get a big guy into Streamline.
That premium plastic is nice. Like their Champy one is really nice. This like their it's not plasma. It's
Proton. Photon. No, yeah, it's Proton. No.
Yeah, it's Proton.
Because Photon's a disc.
No,
Proton
would be the clear one. I'm talking about the Neutron is.
Neutron's the like starish one.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. They're like neutron plastic.
I thought you said clear one.
Well, I was talking about that one first. I'm sorry. They're like neutron plastic. I've never thrown it enough to get it like worn in a little bit, but it's a little bit like glossy for me at the start.
Yeah. I've thrown my hex enough. It gets grippy.
I did have like a grackle in there for a little bit.
Yeah.
So yeah, I guess I've experienced it. Yeah. It's nice though.
Yeah, they're great plastic. So that's the. That's assuming what Drew Gibson's referring to here. It'll be very interesting to see. But yeah, Eagle McMahon, which now, if Eagle does move,
dude, he'd be throwing Streamline.
Most likely Gannon Burr to Discmania. Because then you have the Gannon Burr, Kyle Klein reunite with Gavin Babcock. You have Eagle McMahon reuniting with Simon Lizott.
Gosh, dude. And
a lot of it makes a lot of sense.
I can't wait to see Gannon Burr's Discmania bag that's all stuff that Simon and Eagle sent to him that you can't buy anymore.
Well, I'll say that's a very Gannon move because, like, Gannon,
he loves like collector stuff.
It wouldn't surprise me if Discmania, like, made him throw the newer stuff.
Yeah.
Discmania, that seems like a move they'd make.
It better.
Because I know they're. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's what they should do.
Yeah.
But that just seems like they'd be the company.
They probably take a lot of pride in their old plastic, though. They probably.
Then the end of a plastic.
This is where we keep all of our old C-Line MD4s.
Surely they have more pride in their new plastic that's actually theirs.
I hope so.
I mean, you would think.
Theirs.
Well, yeah, theirs.
Yeah, the trilogy, but yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
They want to keep in the house.
We got to keep the TMZ hats on.
There it's on.
Because I also got a DM. That's
and everything that Hunter and Trevor say with TMZ hats on cannot be held against them.
That is
correct. Yeah, no, we're wearing the TMZ hats because this is all rumors right now. Yeah. All rumors. But someone DM'd me. I don't have a picture, which is why this is rumors, not facts.
I wish I had a picture.
But allegedly, Chris Clemens' van, the DD wrapped van that Chris Clemens drives, this is hysterical,
this is the funniest thing
was
ever.
Spotted at Discraft for hours. So, like, all signs. I mean, obviously, he changed from DD Clemenade to DG Clemenade. That was one of the first offseason rumors we had.
That was basically like, oh, so he's leaving. Like,
and
that's obvious.
Yeah. Then Chris Clemens' van was spotted at Discraft for hours. Now, that doesn't mean he signed anything. Could have just been a negotiation trip. Could have just been a, like, come out, meet the staff trip. But Chris Clemens could end up at Discraft.
Hey, they need a new lefty ever since Bearhart retired. I'm
DC Clemenade.
If that's how that gets leaked, that's one of the funniest things.
We've always talked about that, like the van thing, because this is how, didn't we have a thing with
James Conrad?
Yeah.
That's how you knew he was going to MVP. It's funny. Conrad's van was set.
And like these guys, they have to drive around these billboards. It's like part of what, like, how they operate.
But like when they get to Michigan, just rent them a car.
Yeah. That's
have them fly in and pick them up in your car.
If you want to keep it under wraps, I mean, that's just
they might just not want to. It might just not care.
It's just so funny to me. It's funny that people are paying attention enough to like notice it.
Well, I think this guy, like, he basically just said he drove by like on his way to work and was like, oh, it's a DD van. And then he drove back by. He's like, pretty sure it's Chris Clemens' van. That's what it seemed like in the.
That made the most sense. I mean, dude, if they get Clemens, man, the amount of depth that Discraft has on their team is stupid. Like they have such a good team right now. And Clemens is a great player.
Yeah. He's
been synonymous
the best lefty
with DD in a while, dude. We're going to get some Clemenade Discraft stuff?
Clemenade
Does
zones?
Does DD own Clemenade?
Surely not.
I sure hope not. Dude, Clemenade Discraft? What the heck?
What would be the best Discraft disc to have Clemenade on?
Because he used to have it like on a Judge and like a Verdict. So if he maybe he'll throw the Malta. Maybe since he likes the Verdict, he'll throw the Malta. They're not the same. But
they're not too
I think like he, I think he'd be a Buzz OS guy.
Or a Buzz OS? Clemenade Buzz OS?
I think he'd be a Buzz OS guy.
Yeah, maybe like a Clemenade Stalker. He likes forehands. What else does he forehand? Felons, probably.
Probably felons. Gross. Maybe the Predator. Clemenade Predator.
Dude, Clemenade Predator would be sick.
Yeah, that would be sick.
Clemenade.
There you go. All right, that's all the TMZ stuff.
Just love that nickname. Oh, yep. No more TMZ today, guys. Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Time for the fan favorite segment. Trevor's Trivia.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Trev.
Trevor's Trivia. Trivia with Trevor.
That's right. Okay. Pretty simple game today. I think we've done something similar to this before, but it's going to be really fun. Basically, I've got the list of PDGA-approved discs here. Hit them with it. You guys are going to go back and forth. We'll do three rounds of this. And you will choose a disc for another person. I think we've played this game before, but I liked it. You'll choose a disc for that person. So let's say Hunter would say... this disc just came out, so it's not really relevant. But Hunter would say you have to say both the disc name and the manufacturer. You would say the Brave from Latitude 64. And then Connor's goal is to guess as close to that the year that it was approved as possible. And you're trying to be as close as possible. You can go.
We're not working together?
No.
So I'm trying to stump him.
You were trying to give him one that would be difficult.
I like that, Trev.
We're just going to round the nearest year. So
I like that, Trev.
As in, and by nearest year, I mean it's just the year. The month does not matter.
Okay.
I like that, Trev.
Unless there's a tiebreaker. Okay. So
I'm ready.
Hunter, you can choose for
Connor.
I'll choose
for Connor.
You're serving.
Yeah.
Dude, you're serving.
I'm going to give you the Beam from MVP.
Huh?
I don't even know. I've never even heard
been released
of that
yet.
Disc. What?
Hasn't been released yet. A little hint for you.
Oh,
Beam.
Yeah. Massive hint.
From MVP.
Oh, so I'm just trying to get when it was approved.
Mm-hmm.
Well, obviously, it would be too easy, I feel like, if he gave it to me and it was approved this year. What year is it? Is it 2023? Mm-hmm. I'm going to say... I haven't
heard of this disc.
It's part of their new Gyro X.
Oh.
What the heck is that?
Exactly.
I didn't even... What the heck? I don't even know about this.
I'm going to say 2021.
Oh, that could be close.
Correct.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was hoping that because they've just been sitting on it for 2 years.
Yeah. It was approved on my birthday.
They announced this whole Gyro X beam and it like looked cool. Everyone freaked out over it. That's and they just never released it for 2 years. Almost 3 years now.
What definitely, is the Gyro? What is
definitely Gyro sold X? Saying it hasn't released yet because, I would have just ended up guessing like 2015.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Well, I was hoping you were just going to guess 2023 because that would make sense. But I just more wanted to call him out because where the frick's the beam, guys?
What is Gyro X?
What the frick's Gyro X? We also don't know.
Oh.
They just teased it with this.
They shelved it, man. They shelved it. And then it just disappeared. Busy with Simon.
It just never happened.
Okay.
We want the beam.
we want the beam.
Beam me up, Chad and Brad.
Beam me up.
That's the names, right?
Chad
owners
Brad,
MVP?
Yeah. Brad, Chad. Chad, Brad.
I'm going to choose the Dynamic Discs Vandal.
Ooh. I like it.
20?
Just shows the most random disc I could think of.
It's a good disc, dude. When it's brand new.
20. Yeah. I don't know if it's an old one with 19. Give me 2019.
I think it's older than
2018.
Oh, that was mighty close.
Pretty close. Pretty close.
It is 1-0.
Okay.
And that is not good. You serve again, sir. Round
okay,
two.
Okay.
The Spike from Latitude 64.
The Latitude 64 Spike. I've never held a Spike before, nor have I heard it.
It's one of them boys with a grip thing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. We just got some in. That's what made me think of it.
They've been rerunning some old stuff lately. I'm going to say, I'm going to keep it safe, stick in the mids, and I'm going to go 2018. Oh, I'm a bad boy.
2007.
Yeah.
That's an old mold. You were on the right track. You said they've been rerunning the old stuff. I thought you were going to get there, man.
Yeah, but I'd be dumb for me to not be sure and go as far back as I could go, you know?
It's okay. Well, you now have 11 points on your score.
Okay.
Oh, I thought you said 1-0. Oh, like I was one year off. Oh.
I'm going to go with the Gateway Illusion.
That's a good one because some of that Gateway stuff could be ancient.
Exactly.
I feel like
or not.
They tried to come out with it post-Destroyer. Or did the Destroyer try to copy them, is their claim?
Yeah, probably.
One of those two.
There's this in the bag with Nico, like from way back where he's like, by the way, if you're ever looking for like the longest roller disc ever, the Gateway Illusion. Like, that's it.
All right, well, there's a big hint. It's from way back. That had to be like
Trevor, you kind of suck.
That had to be like a 2009 in the bag because I was player of the year.
Totally.
So I'm going 2007.
2004.
Okay.
Hey, Trevor, you're dead to me.
I mean,
I was probably gonna land around 2009. Yep. So
that's enough.
But he did give me probably 2 years.
We're even now, Trevor.
Okay.
all right, it's my serve.
So that's three. So you're now.
I'm up 4-11.
Yeah,
I think
it's 4-11. Last round. So Connor, you need to really show out here, boy.
Wait, no, Connor hasn't. It's not 4-11. Have I done three? So we've both done three.
No, two.
We've both done two.
This is the last
round. This is the last round. Okay.
Yes.
4-11. The Yikun.
Oh, no.
Hammer.
That's dirty.
I mean, Yikun's not that old.
Or are they?
I have no idea.
They were making Salient back in the day. When I first got into disc golf, they were already around because they were making Salient.
Yeah, but.
So at least like.
You guys know Innova had a disc called the Hammer?
Hammer.
I did not.
1987. Wow. I saw that and I was like, oh. And then I was like, oh. Different manufacturer.
The Innova Hammer.
Is
my disc. No, I'm gonna go with. I'm gonna go with 2019.
2018.
Wow.
Okay.
You're still
pretty
in
close.
It.
All right.
You have 12 off, and he's got 4 off. Well, it can. You just got to pick the right one, and you can guess.
I don't think I can pick the right one.
Yes, you can.
but I'll try.
You can. I believe it.
I'll try my varied hardest.
Okay. It'll vary.
Let me think for a sec, if you don't mind.
Okay. Everybody give Connor a sec.
Hunter, you talk to him. Hunter, do something. Thinking.
No.
Okay.
Oh, a lot of pressure we put on you.
Well, yeah, you know.
I feel like Gateway is such a good company for this because...
probably not, because I'll spoil it.
Yeah, that is actually a really good point. Yeah, Trevor sucks, dude. It's hilarious. I'm going to go with the... No, I think that he's going to have an idea for that one.
This guy does have a lot of ideas.
He's got a lot of ideas, yeah. Hunter is big idea guy.
Yeah, big idea.
Clock shirt.
I'm going to go with the... I am going to do Gateway again because I think... Nope. Just kidding. I'm JKing. I'm going to go with the...
We got to put a timer on this stuff.
Yeah.
I'm on the talk, huh?
No, I think that he's going to have an idea.
Oh my gosh. Just grab a disc on your freaking thing.
I have an idea with that one too. I'm going to go with the... I'm going to go with the... I'll just go Gateway Devil Hawk.
Okay. That's a good pick.
No, I'm not really.
I have no idea.
I can't remember.
Okay.
What I was
well,
say
by
anymore.
The time I got to college, John Yance, shout out John, was throwing the crap out of these already. And his looked kind of old. So, therefore, I'm going to say 2008.
2015.
Okay.
I win by one.
One by one.
Hey, but that was... I closed the gap to where it wasn't embarrassing anymore.
You're never embarrassed.
That's true. I've never been embarrassed before.
That's true.
Quick little Lone Star update. So since the last podcast, basically shortly following the last podcast, Hooligan Disc announced that they were also pulling their manufacturing from Lone Star. So it went from, their marketing guy and Chandler Kramer, and apparently Hunter thinks Robert Burridge, although we can't find that information anywhere, have all left Lone Star, little red flag, to...
It's a beige flag.
Massive red flag raised on a pirate ship, because now Hooligan's left.
Yar, pirate ship.
So something's going on at Lone Star is what we all know.
Would be sick.
So then a lot of stuff has been posted because everyone's just like...
More like a Lone Star right now. Am I right, boys?
Yeah. Oh! So everyone was posting like, what the heck's going on at Lone Star? There's a lot of rumors, swirling, you know, people being confused. Josh Hofstra, their marketing guy that left, no longer their marketing guy, he responded to one on Twitter and said, y'all are wild. It all boils down to one person making bad business decisions for a company. That's it.
Dang.
I mean, yeah.
Thought shired.
Well, it must be some pretty seriously bad business decisions for a sponsored player to leave and then for a marketing guy to uproot his career with nowhere to go at that time, which now he's had a lot of people reach out. But and then for a manufacturing partner to also leave. So now it went from something must be going on at Lone Star to what the heck's going on at Lone Star? Something's going on. Something
that's
happened.
That's crazy.
Because like, is it like a boycott level? Is it like take all Lone Star out of your bag level? Yeah. What happened?
What do we need to do? How about this?
How about it?
We are issuing a statement to Lone Star right now. Tell us the truth. What happened? Or else our finger might just slip and we might tweet everybody boycott Lone Star.
That's called blackmail, Trevor. You don't have to abide by that. We will not tweet everyone boycott
ultimatum.
Lone Star.
It's not quite blackmail. It's an ultimatum.
No, because... At the end of the day, people have to decide if they agree
with
it. No,
it's not blackmail because we don't have information on them. Blackmail would be saying, we know what you did, pay us, or else we're going to release it.
Yeah, it's just like, it's not blackmail, it's just like an immoral ultimatum.
I'm not blackmail, but I will once I get the info. That is not true. Nothing that Trevor says on this podcast can ever be taken
seriously. Trevor, put your TMZ hat back on.
Yeah, okay, give me the TMZ hat.
Trevor tries to hand out $10,000 like every other day around here.
16 grand.
Yeah, I mean, he one day just bet $1 million on something without having it.
Without asking.
Yeah, like you got to have $1 million if you're going to bet it. But no, something's definitely going on at Lone Star. I don't know what the heck it is.
Imagine you went to Vegas, you could bet, you could just go into like, well, I mean, you can if you have like a credit card, but imagine like you could just open up an account with them. And I guess if you're rich enough, you probably can do this. You just gamble. You just acquire debt with.
It's called options trading in the stock market. You do this thing called an uncovered call.
But does it light up and go ding, 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 ding?
No.
Is there a giant buffalo on the screen?
You do this thing called an uncovered call. One call is for 100 shares, right? And so I'm like, oh, I don't think that this stock's going to run up, so I'm going to do an uncovered call, which means that Connor pays me $1 a share. I pocket $100. He bought the call at $20. That stock now runs to $50, okay? Connor calls it because he has the right to buy it at $20. I now have to buy 100 shares of that stock at $50 and sell it to Connor for $20.
It sounds like a personal experience.
No, it's not. It's just people do that. Like, people day trade options without the money in their account, imagining, well, there's no chance
that
thing runs
up. What do you
do
whenever it runs up and you don't got the money? You go to jail?
You owe the money. You got to have the money.
This is where
you don't have it, though?
This is where these movies come about. A guy's finding you and beating you up saying, where's my money?
No, that's not it. Yeah, I think you probably go to jail at the end of the day. It's probably some type of fraud or something. I don't know.
What a fun way to go to jail, though.
Would it be?
I think if I had
making $100.
I think if I had to, like, they were like, we're going to kill your family if you don't go to jail. I think the way I would go to jail is by doing that.
Yeah.
How would you go to jail, Hunter?
Probably whatever they did at Lone Star.
Good transit. Good segue.
Wow, Hunter.
Back
dude.
To disc golf.
You can't be saying stuff like that, dog.
No, see, that's completely
different.
Come
on, dog. Woof, woof. Here's the thing. How do we disc golf day trade? You just lock. I'm going to lock in 100 destroyers at $850 a piece. That's not going to run up.
Yep. Anyway, so I'm sure at some point someone will say something about what happened at Lone Star, and then everyone will know.
That's called a whistleblower.
There's enough people that know, so yeah. Someone's going to say something. Yeah, come on. So that's the one thing about disc golf. Still too tight-knit of a community that stuff will get out.
It'll get out.
Yeah. So,
and also, if you don't tell us, then Trevor's going to show up at your house.
No. No.
And Josh, if you're listening to this right now, man, you don't have to tell me what happened. And like, I would never ask that of you. Continue.
It is curious, though.
Just like,
but there you go. There's a little Lone Star update.
A riddle.
Yeah, that's what we want. We want to send a riddle.
And we'll just read the riddle on air. And if anyone can solve it. There's a little Lone Star update. Let's hop into a final segment to wrap up the show. In the bag, we're going this week's in the bag. Trevor won last week, so he's going to lead. This week's in the bag is the best signature discs of all
time.
Dude,
I'm on fire right now. I can't lose. Yeah.
Best signature discs of all time. Trevor, what's our order?
I think I'm going to go first.
Okay.
I'm going to let Hunter go second and Connor go third.
What the heck, you butt licker?
Dang.
I'm going to take the Sexton Firebird.
Yeah, duh. Pick. You'd be stupid not to take that, Trevor. Stupid.
Good pick.
They just sold so well.
I'm going to have the stupidest disc now. Trevor,
I'm going to take
the
Macbeth Four Claw Buzz.
That's a good one. Excellent. Big Hunt.
Okay.
Don,
well
you
then,
get two?
Yeah, I will take the I'm going to take the Casey Rock.
Good one.
And I'm going to take
which one?
I'm just going to take Casey Rock.
Which one?
I don't. Why do I have to choose the year? You didn't choose the year of Firebird.
Good point. 2015 specific disc, right?
That is true.
Or no?
That is
or
true.
No? Which does it matter or not?
I chose Four Claw.
It's just signature disc, is what we said. And
that
it's
is
the
true.
Casey Rock
that is true.
Signature disc.
It didn't ever change.
Yeah. So you, I would say you can be as specific as you want to, but it has to be at least a run of
fair enough. Fair enough.
Okay.
Fair enough.
And then my next one is going to be a Get Freaky.
Brady Smith, 21.
Love that guy.
So back to me.
I'm going
to take the which route do I want to go?
Do I want to go End of a Simp or Hype Beast?
I think I'm just going to go Time Lapse.
Oh!
Yeah, that's on my list too.
Really? Because last time I checked, it's really overstable.
That's fine. I didn't say best flying signature disc of all time, Trevor.
Then what did we mean?
Cool.
It is cool. Okay, I'm at two here. I'm going to take the AJ Destroyer and the Cloudbreaker.
Nice, Trev. Come on. Good job, man.
So back to me.
So back to you.
I'll take... give me the McPro Rock 3.
You can have it.
McPro Rock 3 over the Champ Rock 3.
Yeah. Well, they're better.
You can have it, Big Hunt. Alrighty, my last two, I'm going to go with the Lazodal Hex.
Oh, great pick.
Thank you, Trev.
I totally forgot about that.
Love you, Trev.
Great pick. That's a very good pick.
Thanks, man. That was really nice.
Gosh dang, Connor.
And
you're totally going to win this week.
Stop. And then I'm trying to decide between two. And
just pick them both, man.
All right, Trev. I'm gonna go, you know I already got the Get Freaky on there, but I'm going to go Get Beefy. Because it's
saying that might have ruined your list.
Playing the Brody audience.
Well, also, I like it because it's a disc that, like...
Tell everybody keeps playing them discs.
It's a signature disc, and he, like, created a new disc. Like, it was, like, a new disc created.
Keep slinging them discs.
There's always a passion.
I have a question. Does it have to be like regularly available to everyone?
No.
And when it then I'll take the Macbeth, the McPro AVR Destroyers.
Yeah, very nice. Cool. That's a good pick.
Cool beans, Hunt.
Last one. I'm going to take the original Rock 3.
Good job, Trev.
You just put Champ Rock 3.
Is that a signature?
Did the first run have Paul's name?
Yeah. Does it?
Huh? Well, if he just goes just Rock 3, then that's fine.
Yeah, Rock 3. Whichever one first had his name.
The Rock 3 had Paul's name.
Okay. So just the Paul Macbeth. Okay.
Because the one I love was a two-time anyway.
You mean to put Macbeth Rock 3 or just Rock 3?
Yeah, just put Macbeth Rock 3. Just people connect.
Yeah, that's what I was just confused about.
Because he created the Rock 3. Mm-hmm. Like, he was him that wanted it. So I he changed my life. Like, what if we took this disc that exists and made it like flatter and Champ?
And then Trevor's like, my life has changed.
My life changed forever.
That's true. All right.
Good list, boy. Strong list.
I lied to you. There is one more segment.
Oh.
Yeah, there is one more segment. The mystery.
Silas's selection.
Ooh, big hot.
If you didn't watch last week's, we have a new segment where a disc is put in this box that we don't know what disc it is.
Uh-huh.
And we all guess the mold.
Well, I know what disc it is.
And if we guess the mold right, we win. Well, not really. We win. We've done it.
The aura of the box. I won't shake. I would never shake.
You can just feel it. But like,
the aura.
He shook.
That was not a clear shake. That was not a shake.
That was a clear. Shake.
I learned a lot.
It was more like a bake than a shake.
All right, who wants to pick first?
I don't. No, I'm ready.
Okay, hit him with it.
I'm gonna go with the. This is a dumb decision because I don't even know if we have this in the store. I'm gonna go.
U section. So we have anything.
Clash Mango.
Nice.
I'm going to take the Discmania Logic.
I want a Thunderbird.
Ooh.
Give me a Thunderbird. Oh, this is so exciting.
I'm
going to
be so mad when you get it. I'm going to be like, you cheated.
The Bullet from Mint. I saw the like orangish, and I thought it was a Clash disc for a second there.
Dang.
Mason Ford.
I was the closest.
Signature Mint.
I was the closest.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. Well, no one's won yet. That's 2 weeks in a row.
I picked the putter.
Bullet's
I
a great putter,
closest,
though, if you want to check it out at foundationdisc.com. Really nice. Watch it fly. Connor?
Okay. Yep.
Straight to him.
Amazing. Mid-throw.
I just saved his life again.
It always happens.
Again? I've done that multiple times.
Every
I just snatched it in
back,
front of his face.
Because we're on grip lock.
Well, it's because I'm trying not to hit the two cameras in front of me. Bye.
That's the show this week. Hopefully everyone enjoyed. We'll see you again. Same time, same place.
And
next Monday is Christmas. Is that freaking right?
Yep.
Next Monday's Christmas.
So Tuesday episode,
we'll have a little Christmas special.
Christmas special. Ooh. And you might want to keep your eyes posted because all
the
these free agency deals are about to start popping.
Well, also the week after Christmas, Foundation, really Grip Lock, will have a little special announcement for you.
The week following
the Christmas episode. Trains are coming, folks.
Let's hear it for the haunt.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.